All right, go ahead.
Bro, yeah, who inspired me to, like, truly start lifting, bro?
Come closer. Who inspired you to lift?
Do you remember Jack Tuia?
Huh?
Jack Tuia?
Yeah, Justice Tuia. Yeah. I've been seeing him.
His older brother.
EJ?
No, Jack. Know. His name is Jack.
Oh, I don't know him.
Yeah, so, bro, yeah. He plays football. And
was he real deal?
He was real deal, bro. He looked at me freshman year. And he looked at me running, I swear to God, and it, like, fucking made it, like, shocked me. Well, like, it shocked the fuck out of me. Because this time I was, like, not
It was a
lifting.
Culture shock.
Yes,
lifestyle
bro.
Change.
He looked at me, bro. He was like, your legs are weak, bro. You can't even squat. He said, you can't do this.
You can't do that?
Like,
that's
as
crazy.
A senior, and I'm a freshman. And I, like, really looked at that shit. I swear to God, I remember.
You self-reflected that moment.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And, like... Like, long story short, bro, yeah, I clean with them now. Like, I clean more than them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
But at the time...
At the
it
time,
really,
yeah.
Like, it really opened your eyes, though. Damn,
I was like,
I'm fucking weak.
I was like, yeah, I wasn't even weak. I was like, bro, I'm never going to be varsity if I can't do this. Mm. I didn't think of myself as weak. I thought of myself, like, because I always
it's not
thought...
there.
Yeah, because I always knew I was going to be varsity. My freshman year for football, I said, bro, I'm going to go in and be... A varsity player. I told myself that. And everybody looked at me crazy. The upperclassmen were like, Joe, bro, like, you can't do it. You suck. Like, what are you talking about? And, like, the thing is, though, I always, like, been,
fuel.
I always been, not even fuel, but I always been, like, narcissistic about myself. I always, like, was always in my own bubble and, like, bro, I could do whatever I want if I just say it. Like,
you were actively manifesting without. Like, really realizing
exactly.
what you were doing before
exactly.
the game.
Exactly,
but now you know.
Bro. Exactly. Now I'm looking back like, damn. But yeah, bro. I really, like, for high school, definitely high school sports, athletically wise, bro, I was running that shit. Yeah.
If I real...
Squat, clean, deadlift, bench, pure speed, athletic speed, lateral movement, jumping, balance, coordination. It was just all, you know, all that shit.
Okay,
well.
Okay. Let me ask you this then. Let's say you are the mental... Mentally, you're the same right now.
Yeah.
You have the same mental as you do right now.
Uh-huh.
How would you react different as in freshman year? What would
freshman
you be doing
year?
Different? Like, if you have the same mental,
right
now?
Right now, the thing is, like, and I'm kind of paying for it now. I would have done more range of motion stretching.
Range of motion.
And like, you know, recovery is because I'm paying for it now. Like, my body is not 100%. I could still squat, but, like, you know. That's what I'm working on, just being 100%. And if I could have done that, I would have fucking broke all four records that we could hold at Auburn High School. I put it on my mom. I swear to God. Because, I always was injured for one game.
Yeah.
And, like, bro, Ronnie, like, for stats, bro, I was, like, top five in the state. Auburn,
real
you know, real
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Real. And this is pretty hard. And I'm fucking 5'8", bro. Like, 160.
You got a lot to prove.
Exactly.
You were youngin', or
young,
and you were small.
16, bro. I was 15, bro. Real deal.
6'8", 160. Mm. But you're a muscle, and you had mental.
Mental, yeah. And I was, like, coordinated more than anything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was, like, shit like that. Was...
I'm already knowing. I don't know. If, for me, if I had the same mental, if I went back in high school, I would just be a different breed.
Yeah.
Like, actually. Because, like, I was a beast back then.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, hard-headed. Like, I liked pain. Like, that was my shit.
You need a mentor.
But, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
But if I had, like, if I had the same mental, because I wasn't doing nothing extra.
Yeah.
Nothing extra. And I didn't have passion for winning my workouts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I would be real deal. But, I mean, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is what it is. Now I'm in the mental of where I am right now, so
yeah.
This is where I can improve.
Exactly,
now.
Exactly. And
it's all about the present.
That's how you gotta think about it now, because, like, bro, I did the thing is, and I can't even believe to say this, but in high school I did too much.
In which
for
way,
sure, bro? Like, Ronnie, I really don't, like, know, because you didn't know me that good, bro. I
remember our first interaction.
I was so crazy. When I mean, I was so hungry, and I'm still am. I just know I could get on the same path way easier. And, like, wait until I 100% heal. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm a different animal. And I'm not doing this to brag, bro. That bed hill, though, I used to run that every day.
Yeah.
As fast as I can to the top.
A sprint work. That's cardio work.
Real deal. That's
calf work.
Fucking run up that hill. And you don't believe me, I'll find up a snap right now of me running up that bitch.
I'm not saying you didn't.
Exactly. But like shit like that, yeah. I would do every day, bro. Real deal.
Different.
I was, but like back then, I didn't know, I was fighting demons, bro. I was.
Yeah.
But like on, like fucking Naruto real demons, bro.
Fucking.
And I was watching Naruto at that same time. So
you're like, you were really connected really to the character.
Deal, yeah.
Demons, you're like, damn, bro. Naruto got fucking Nine Tails in him and he hates mm-hmm. him and demons, I'm bro. All over here on the hill. Yeah. Realistically, the more you self-reflect, yeah. the more you realize how fucked up you are.
Yeah, exactly.
When you really take your time to really push everything beside yourself out yeah. and really self-reflect, that's when you start to see.
Yeah, exactly. But you know,
and that's where you start to heal.
But listen to this. My brother told me, and this is how I know I'm at peace with myself. I could real deal lose all my muscle today.
What do you mean?
Stop working out. Can you mentally go there yet?
Could I stop working out? I was actually thinking about this recently.
Can you? Are you? You're not at peace.
I was thinking about this
let's
recently.
Let's see your answer. Let me talk.
I was thinking about this recently, and I was like, what happens if I just stop right now and just become fat? Honestly, I'd be okay with it if I was rich. Only because, mm-hmm. realistically,
yeah.
I feel like my passions would change. Mm-hmm. Right now, my passion is fitness.
Mm-hmm.
If I was rich, I would be able to fully comprehend and pursue my passions,
yeah.
whatever it may be.
Uh-huh.
And I already know my main passion isn't fitness. It's uh-huh. something else.
Yeah.
So fitness would be irrelevant because I would make my passion my obsession. So yes, I could do it once I become financially free. But right now, in this current state,
uh-huh.
no, I'm not at peace with myself.
Exactly.
I need to fight these demons. The gym is my meditation for me. When I come to the gym, it's me time. It's self-reflection. And again, how as I was saying today, I stopped listening to music in the gym because it makes me self-reflect and really connect with my body even more on a higher level when compared to when I'm using music.
Uh-huh.
And it makes me really think, like, damn, I have to hit this rep. Damn, that's crazy. Fuck, this hurts.
Yeah.
Push through the pain. Get uh-huh. through it. Yada, 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 yada. Whatever I tell myself. And that's just my meditation uh-huh. for me.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. Because, bro, this crazy thing is, that's why I already know, bro. I've been where you're at. Real deal. Like, same exact path. And my brother, he really asked me, like, he sat me in my face and looked at me. He was like, do you need to work out? And, like, I sat there for a minute.
And really thought and reflected.
And I don't need it. I could quit.
But it's something you enjoy to do. It's a
yeah,
hobby.
Yeah, exactly. Because I that's exactly why I don't work out.
Right now, for me, it's an obsession.
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly. You see what I'm trying to say?
It's my life. I wake up, I go to the gym for a job.
Uh-huh.
I work out
No, it's your lifestyle, for sure. It's my lifestyle, too.
Yeah.
It's just, as in, like, perception, the thing is, I know you, like, to evolve for this level, because you're not going to be in aesthetics for the rest of your life.
No,
you know,
fuck
I know you're not.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I know you're not. I know. But some people really think they are. Like, bro, you're not. You're going to live different than you do 10 years from now.
I'm aesthetic right now mm-hmm. because I'm young.
Exactly.
And it's fun to be fit
exactly.
when you're young.
Then,
it's fun to look
you'll
good.
You'll get more complex. Like, you'll really deal. And I love my aesthetic. Aesthetics are great.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, your aesthetic will be with you for so long.
You get bored of it.
Unless
just like
you get natty. And like, I mean, not natty. Unless you do some type of drugs. But, like, your aesthetic will be with you so long. You will for, like, my body, Ronnie, I could stop lifting, bro. And I could forever be a little cut the rest of my life, bro.
Low key.
Low key. I'm dead serious.
I feel like I could do that, too. And
exactly.
I'll still have some tone.
Exactly.
But I obviously wouldn't be where I'm at.
Some. But the thing is, once you go back into it.
It's fun to look back, though. I feel like when I get older, it's fun for my kids and for my family and for me as myself to look back and be like, damn, I look good.
That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't even think like that. Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting.
Maybe it's because I look like this my whole life.
Start scrapbooking or something. So you can show your kids or something.
Yeah.
Are you actually planning on having kids?
No, yeah, I want one.
You want one?
I want a daughter.
A little bro?
No.
Daughter. Oh, a dog? Huh?
Daughter.
Oh, okay. A daughter. Yeah. Why specifically a daughter?
Bro, I want a
boy?
Girl because, bro, I mean, I don't care if I have a guy. Like,
a guy?
Not like, no. No gay stuff. No gay stuff.
What? How is that gay?
It's not wrong with gay people. It's just I'm not gay. Listen, I want a girl, bro, because girls are different. Like, nobody wants a girl.
Yeah.
And it's just the challenge. You
except
know?
Girls, but yeah. I don't know. I would say girls are a lot harder for me. But I feel like I could see myself being an overprotective girl dad that loves his daughters and like, hey, you better have my daughter home at 10 o'clock type shit. You know what I'm saying? But like, I want a mini me. I want a boy. I want to train an animal. Real deal.
Maybe because I'm so nonchalant. I think my daughter's going to be hella nonchalant. Like, because...
Hella
like,
chill.
You're something hella chill. Like, you know
like
what
Like Rosalind
mean?
Type exactly.
shit. No, but way chiller than Rosalind. Rosalind's like really fake. But like...
You're yeah. really...
Real yeah, deal. You know what I mean? But like, yeah. true aesthetic, like for guys, for me, I would say like, for me, I'm popular, but like, I don't really give a fuck about being popular.
You're a popular loner.
Exactly. And I think my daughter's going to be the same way, I swear, I'm feeling. And she's going to be like, you know,
you're manifesting pretty. It right exactly. now. You're about to have an actual daughter.
I know.
I don't care if I'm manifesting or not. I'm not stopping until yeah. I have a boy. So I can have 10 daughters and I'm getting a boy.
I want two though. I think I might have a son next. So it's like, and he's going to be filthy. Like,
then you're going to have to get real deal.
Real deal.
And put him onto game.
Game, bro. We're about to... Because, bro...
See, this was... That yeah, put a smile on your face.
He's
talking about...
To, yeah, it's about to be... I could just feel it. Like, bro, because the thing is, like, I know, bro, at heart, I really am nonchalant. I'm not saying this as a flex. Some people flex their introverted and then a nonchalant theory, bro. I'm actually nonchalant. I will be, like... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm still surprised when, like, people be like, oh, yeah, Joe, you look good. I'm like, wow, huh?
Oh, you looking?
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, huh? But, like, I'm like, you for real? Damn, thank you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I've been taking, bro, compliments nowadays are rare. Like, people yeah. don't compliment each other anymore, except bros. But I'm talking about strangers.
Nah, bro, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I wanted to delete my social media. It's because social media is like that, bro.
Why do you want to delete social media?
It's definitely Snapchat, because people are... Everything is about being too cool now. Everything's about aesthetic. Everything's about, you know...
living the Hollywood life.
Yeah, a picture, an image. A fucking fake ass IG
photo. But realistically, yeah. when you get to meet them, they're like, what the fuck is this?
Exactly. You see what I'm trying to say? Because they're not about the lifestyle.
Yeah.
This is why, bro.
That's why
for the podcast... I have a third account if you guys want to know about the lifestyle. I really am big on this. IGs are for lifestyles, not pictures. Like Drake said, bro, don't be posting in the pictures when you can't really get it. Don't do that, bro. I'm not about that. Roddy, are we serious? Are we not,
yeah.
bro?
Yeah. Explain to him about the main in the spam.
Yeah, bro. Okay, so for people that don't know, I break Instagram down into two things. So if I had to pick the hottest app out right now, for me, it would be IG. I'm going to break it down for you. I like IGs because when you use it right, you could post a picture of your perspective of anything.
Through your eyes.
Through your eyes.
How do I see the world through Joseph?
Exactly. Fagan. Yeah, exactly. And I have a post that says exactly that same thing. Let me show you my perspective.
Yeah.
Through my eyes.
Yeah.
Real deal, bro. So I take photos and I build my lifestyle. And you could quote unquote call it an aesthetic because it is an aesthetic.
Of course, it's an aesthetic for everybody.
Exactly. But
whether
the pictures
it's cool
are real,
or relevant
exactly.
is up to the society.
Exactly.
And
the perspective
culture
of
that
how
we
you live.
In.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the reason I don't like Snapchat is because people.
It's personal.
Yeah, exactly. People are too cool. You know what I'm trying to say?
And it's more individual. I like Snapchat because I get to be one-on-one.
Exactly.
If I want to talk to someone, I don't have to fucking put it out on the whole world. I can just communicate one-on-one. I mean, you could do that realistically with everything because of messaging and stuff like that. But, I mean, I like it preferably. But IG's my number two. You actually persuaded me.
Yeah.
Like, you put me on, like, for your main account, and then your spam account, how your spam account was just literally, you didn't give a fuck, you posted whatever you wanted, whatever you felt in the moment, that's what inspired me to make my spam, too.
And how'd you feel?
I felt good. If I want to post it, that's what I like.
Exactly.
It really shows your character and how you interact, and again, through your eyes, through your, what is my lifestyle, what is the lifestyle of Ronnie Maris, like, how do I live, and this is how I live, I'm transparent.
Yeah.
In a way.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, we all have our own
Little, in a way, exactly. I'm hella extroverted, but I'm introverted in a way.
I'm extroverted when I love talking to people and meeting new perspectives, but I'm introverted as in I keep shit to myself when I know I need to keep shit to myself. Like, I remember I was listening to a quote, like, speak less than you know, and that shit hit less.
No, real deal.
Speak less than you know.
Real deal. That's what... I'm telling you, we live by the code by that.
People like to talk, and they don't have the mental control to control their mouth because they don't know what they're saying, real deal. Like, and that, you know what taught me that, real deal, was negotiating in sales. My manager was like, stop fucking talking and observe and listen to your client and find a route to persuade them to buy. And you don't need to talk during the negotiation. And that's what I did. And that's where I learned to be quiet
you,
and listen.
You would talk on their mistakes, basically.
Yeah. I would talk and then I would make mistakes.
Exactly. The more you talk, the more you're prone to say something.
Unless you're like a linguist and you have actual experience and years in the game, I would recommend keeping your mouth shut for that type of situation, for specifically for sales and stuff. But I mean, that's the game we play currently. So
I'm introverted though, bro. I really am. I don't like Snapchat because I feel like everybody is up for an image. Everybody's too cool to swipe up. Everybody's too cool to interact. Snapchat is for you to interact. You see? Mm-hmm. Now, I have either two choices, right? I self-reflect on this all the time. I have two choices. I either change as a person. Nobody wants to interact. I get mad. I'm not going to interact because I know I'm too cool.
Yeah.
You see?
And now you become the person that you hate.
Exactly. My point. And I become toxic from this app. Or I have my people that do swipe up and I still show my love because this is what I want. Because I know I'm not Hollywood and I'm not living up to something I want to be. You see?
Now let me ask you this. Yeah. How do you think social media has affected this generation that we live in now?
Oh my God.
Compared to the previous generation that didn't have social media. Explain.
Oh my God. Again, biggest thing is social media creates an image. An image that you're not. The greatest thing, but the worst thing about social media is that you're connected to the whole world, you see?
So instant communication, would you say, is the best feature?
It's one of the worst.
One of the worst and best.
Exactly. It's a double sword, brother. It's a double sword. You see?
I don't think that's the word that they call it.
No, it's a double sword.
I know.
Yeah. It's a double sword.
It's a double-edged sword is what
you mean. Yeah, double-edged sword, though. Yeah, but it's a sword, double sword.
Yeah.
So back to the thing is, when you're on this side of the thing, and that means, you know, I lost my train of thought. When you're on, you can instantly connect with anybody and have interactions with anybody. This is why social media was made. Social media.
Social as in everybody, media as in content.
Social media, yeah. Social. The word is social is in it. That's what makes me so mad.
It's social media, but everybody isn't communicating in the way it should be. But realistically, you can't expect anything to be exactly how it's intended to be used. Like for example, the internet. The internet was expected to be more of an educational piece where you can go online and learn. And now it's become a whole different beast in itself. It's fucking...
Yeah, but the internet is really broad.
Yeah, you can do anything. Yeah,
exactly. So
many different implications.
When we talk about
it has improved our life crazily.
Uh-huh.
Like, technology, in my opinion, is not going to slow down anytime soon unless something crazy happens, like a bomb or something crazy.
And the day technology stops, the world's going to end. I already know that.
I don't know. I've been reading some stuff, and they said that there's, like, some studies done that supposedly something crazy is going to happen around 2050.
Yeah.
Something big. Because they said 2020.
They said 2020. Years
they said 2020 was the big like first like movement towards like a collapsing world.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's weird how every like 20s, like the 20, there's always like a plague.
No, exactly.
The bubonic plague, uh-huh. The Black Death, all these like weird. Like I'm like, what? Fucking weird. I don't know.
This is weird.
I don't know. This is weird. Really weird. Honestly.
Yeah, bro. It is every 150 years something crazy happens. And,
what do you think the next big thing is?
Do you
think there's going to be war?
No, the next big thing is I think they're going to open up the world way more bigger than people think it is. And then 2050, everybody's going to adjust to that.
What are you talking about, open up the world bigger than
I mean, open up the world where to a bunch of
things that were previously not even hidden.
Hidden in plain sight.
Whether that could be like aliens or another civilization or whatever.
Exactly.
The fuck.
Something big is going to come.
Something crazy. Yeah, they have been releasing some weird stuff. Like NASA's
exactly. You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, but like realistically, nobody's going to believe it until it is actually affecting them in their culture.
Exactly.
Like, okay, NASA and FBI released that aliens are real awesome. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Where's the aliens then? Can I shake one in? What's going on? You know what I'm saying?
And that's where it is right now. So everybody's on the P's and Q's about, you know, what's going on. That 2050 era, bro, it's such a
far away ideal. Because realistically, our lives have changed so much in these past 20 years. Technology has evolved.
The past 3 years, bro.
I know, but look at from 2000, where cell phones just came out, to the technological fucking beast that we are right now. But it's exponential. Everything's going to be coming out more and more and more and more, and it's not going to slow down anytime soon.
I was just making fun of people born in 1990s, right?
Yeah.
And they're just talking about like how 1990s is such a better era than are the 2000 babies. You know what Y2K is?
Y2K, no.
Y2K? Okay, so long story short, Y2K is when they thought the world was going to end in 1999.
Okay.
You remember that?
No, obviously not.
But like, do you remember?
Have I heard about it?
Have
no,
you heard about
I have
that?
Not.
Okay, do you remember hearing about that at all?
Not at all. They didn't teach anything. No.
What?
I haven't
heard anything. That is so crazy how it's not taught in school.
But realistically, they always say that, the world's going to end.
No, but they thought it was going to end.
Because it was the new millennia?
The new millennia. Everybody didn't know what to do. It was just so crazy. They bought out the food. They were saying the power's going to shut down. It was on all type of news features. Like, it was a real big thing.
The big one, I thought, was 2012.
But you see how it didn't go on the news?
No, it did.
I don't think it did.
2012 did.
Did it?
Because of the movie.
Because of the movie, though.
No, I wasn't referring to the movie. Like, yes, the movie was big. But they were like, yeah, this shit's real. Like, come on.
Nah. We got to see, this is the perfect time for us to bring up, you see, we have somebody type it.
I don't know the word for it.
Typing what we're talking about.
You know what it was called?
Let me just pop it up.
Dictation. Hey Siri, turn on dictation. Simple as that.
No, not dictation. Like the news article or like the news video that you think you saw.
Oh, I don't
know. So I could see it.
Oh, I don't know. Let's find it.
No, but I know that would be dope though if you had a third angle. You see?
Oh yeah. I get you.
You see what I'm trying to say? That would be dope as hell.
That would be filthy.
Let's see if you can find it.
Oh, I'm switching the whole conversation crazy. What is your third eye?
Where's my third eye? Oh yeah, did you? You're stupid. We honestly though, we just went hella.
That's only
22 minutes though, but off task as hell. I don't even know what we're talking.
That's
about.
Not off task. We're just talking.
Exactly.
This isn't supposed to be.
It was an agenda though. There's no agenda.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yes.
So it's like
we're just flowing. But now we're gonna get on an agenda.
So it's like.
So what's? Actually, no. Rephrase my question. How do you achieve spiritual and mental awakening, in your opinion?
Through awareness.
In which way?
Through self-awareness.
Okay.
Self-awareness. Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, how do you get there?
So I just broke it down super easy for anybody that is listening. Self-awareness means just you knowing yourself. I just wrote an essay about this, so... self-awareness just becomes you doing more hobbies, you doing what you like, you living throughout the outside
finding
world.
Finding your passions.
Exactly. Finding your passions in yourself. And then you, the more you do these passions, you'll understand, your body will tell you, I like these passions. But this is on just a very low
basic
scale.
Basic level.
Like,
it sounds like a lot of the things we're talking about leads all back to being self-reflective on yourself. Like really finding out what you like, what you enjoy, and really testing your own mental.
Yeah.
This is like the basic form and basic baseline of reaching that next stage.
Yeah.
So continue.
I just think though, what do you think?
So self-awareness is mental awareness.
Yeah, you said
what open is your mental third awareness eye. Though? That's the thing. Exactly. What is there mental
you
go, awareness?
Brother, you're asking your question. Exactly. That's where we're going to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, like see? What is mental awareness? I mean, I don't know if there's an actual definition.
It's conscious.
But I think it's
your conscious.
It's yourself. You know yourself exactly. To the mastery yeah. level.
I mean, in scientific terms, they would say it's your conscience. So, like, it's mental awareness. You being aware that your head, that little voice you're talking to, is you self-aware. And they say that's mental awareness.
But here's the thing. You want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
Not everybody has that little voice in their head.
Exactly.
Some people have a visionary, have pictures instead. Some sometimes it's more of auditory, but it's not their own voice.
Yeah.
For me personally, it's I have my own voice, but he's like a lot more pushy. He's a lot more
and you know
on my
is?
Shit.
You know what I'm gonna tell you exactly what this is once you start to identify this, because I think
the I talk to my voice.
I can't really, yeah, talk to my voice too. That's why I talk to myself.
A lot of people don't realize you can actually have a conversation
with yourself. Exactly.
Like, what do you think about this? What do you mean? What I think about this, boy? You already know. Exactly. What I, you know what I'm saying?
It happens all the time. Yeah. This is how you sign.
But you got to normalize it.
It is.
And
yeah.
People don't.
It's not. Yeah, it's a stigma here.
Yeah.
So I talk to myself all the time. But fuck, what was I gonna say, Ronnie? Mental awareness, brother. For the I understand how God was gonna say. You're saying some people don't hear that voice.
Yeah, some people don't.
Some
have
people
it
don't
at
hear
all.
That voice. And I'm gonna tell you what's going on. The altar between you finding yourself. You are invulnerable for lower and high vibrations, you see? Therefore, sometimes you're being blocked because that either some type of spirit is blocking you from feeling that, or that's their goal.
Now, what do you mean by vibration?
Vibration?
Explain vibration.
I mean, so, and like on the scientific, there's three terms you could take into. So I'm going to go very scientific for the people that don't believe in spiritual awareness. And I'm going to tell you what spirit.
Allergy. Are you saying spiritual awareness can be another form of a vibration?
Exactly.
Or a wavelength.
Exactly.
Or chakra.
Exactly.
Whatever, how you want to describe
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Everything has a wavelength because everything is real.
Yes.
You see? Anything
everything
that,
has a frequency
exactly.
as well.
Uh-huh. So a frequency is a type of wavelength. It's just how you measure it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I believe like frequencies are a big thing for me lately.
Yeah.
Like we can...
Yeah,
like,
frequency is how it goes.
Everything
that
on Earth... emits a frequency.
Exactly.
The way we
you
talk
see?
Is a tone. That's
mm-hmm.
a frequency.
Yeah.
The way we interact and have... But here... Now, here's another option. Like, what about your mental thoughts? Does your mental thoughts have frequencies? And how would you measure them?
So, your mental thoughts...
Like, I'm talking about...
Yeah,
like, I'm
yeah,
in my head.
Yourself,
I'm talking to myself. Does
be,
that have a frequency?
So, it's only measured as in your one of your... I would guess. I don't know. This is just me guessing off my background. Your brain will light up in a certain spot, showing that part of the brain is stimulated. Therefore, but your body's a frequency.
Does
you
that,
see
you,
what I'm trying to
you
say?
That-
you can't go that specific, brother.
Okay, but
yeah.
the, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me
yeah.
break it down further then. Does you thinking about thoughts or talking to yourself or whatever it may be, does that use energy for your body?
Yeah.
Okay, it does.
Yeah, I bet.
So
yeah. Uh-huh.
They say that no new energy is created, it's just transferred.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're just transferring that energy from your body to your head,
yeah.
Where else does that, from your head, it has to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I think there is a way to
exactly
whether that be
it does.
Wavelengths,
uh-huh.
frequencies, there is a way to measure it. I just don't know how.
I mean, there is no specific way to measure that sensitive
because we haven't got that
yeah,
technologically
exactly.
advanced
uh-huh,
yet.
Uh huh. Yep.
Because realistically, think
sight,
how much
yeah.
think how much we know about our own body.
Exactly.
Like we know a little
I just
bit.
Want this. Yeah, bro.
We know a little bit.
You
we don't
know nothing.
We don't know nothing.
It's systems of systems.
We don't know. Bro, it's literally, it's just breaking it
no,
down. It's like
not.
Zooming in and zooming in, zooming in, zooming in. Just like,
yeah.
Looks like Earth,
like
a country.
Like Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I really think Ant-Man is the real basis of how life, this is, the Avengers is really good on this. Ant-Man is really good in quantum physics, bro. This shit's a real deal.
Yeah, how he zoomed in into
zoom
the
in.
Different realms.
Exactly.
And
I believe this goes on real life.
I, for people who like kind of aren't on our path right now or are following, we're talking about systems as in let's break it down to the medical industry, and then you have your professors of the medical industry, then you have your doctors, and then you have the way they perform, and then you have the way that they have procedures, and then you have your medical equipment. It's just all systems within systems within systems. It's just how things are run.
Like a hierarchy.
A hierarchy, basically, but with rules and regulations towards that specific genre of subject. Simple as that. Just like everything has a system, like the laws of nature, the universal laws of nature, how we run our country has a system, laws, and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
But for them, we're going too fast. We kind of have to slow down because this is a topic but really hard to grasp on.
I mean, it doesn't matter. We're talking. Yeah. If they don't like
I really want them to. Yeah, but I really want them to understand what we're about to say, because right now you're asking good-ass questions and you're giving good-ass statements.
Yes.
So for that, though, everybody, for that specific thought, you remember how we said, can you measure your thought?
Yes.
You can't measure your thought because that is so sensitive, you remember? And we don't have the tool yet to do that.
We can't measure your thought, but I think it can
it be can be measured. And I'll tell you how. Overall vibe. That's where you get real vibrations from.
That's when you can pick up, for example, how we remember that one day. Yeah,
exactly. That one day. Yeah. See, that's a vibe, and that gives you your overall vibe. I can't tell specifically what you're thinking, because
but I knew.
But you knew it's some type of vibration going out that felt together.
You spoke a word, and I completed your sentence.
Yeah, exactly.
Simple as that.
That's how you would measure, but not that specific, because nothing's that sensitive yet. So, that's
no, you can't get that sensitive without extra
work. No,
not extra work. Extra added in supplements.
I think you can't even get that sensitive with extra added in supplements. And if it is, it's 1 out of 10.
Has to be a psychedelic or a high stimulant of something like that to really unlock your...
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's called the pineal gland.
Pineal gland.
Yeah, I was just actually reading on TikTok and then I saw it on TikTok, and then I started reading about it.
Yeah.
And have you seen Invincible? Never mind.
Break it down.
It's just a comic on HBO. It's hella popular or whatever the fuck. But basically it's saying that the fluoride in the water that the American people are drinking fossilized our pineal gland. And the pineal gland is what your creativeness and your like lucid dreaming, your that type of third eye type
comes from there,
that's where it comes from. And it says it calcifies or fossilizes your pineal gland. So basically it cuts off from you reflecting from yourself. That's what I'm saying, bro. People don't understand. The more healthy you eat, the more like-minded and self-reflecting you become, as well as more healthy.
Yeah.
I think fitness is one of the bases of becoming a better version of yourself, for sure.
Becoming self-aware.
Self-aware.
Exactly. So this is where passions and hobbies again come in on the regular basis. You remember how I said passions and hobbies at the end? So that's why I took my workouts, and from the conversation we had in the beginning, Ronnie, this is why I took my workouts from aesthetic to complex. It's because
functional, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. You get more complex movements, functional training. Yeah. I took it from aesthetics to functional training.
To something you needed.
So I could think. I want to think more.
And plus you're still, you're basing your recovery workouts. Yeah. I mean, your workouts on recovery to become the, to get back to where you were. But I think what you don't realize
But
you
even
might,
power cleans, power clean's a very technical lift.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Very tech, power clean and jerk. But those lifts are when you don't understand the complexity you get of self-awareness when you clean and jerk. You understand
because
your
you're
body.
Understanding your body.
So
once
much,
once you start understanding your body and self-reflecting and understand how your muscles work, it's back to anatomy, another system.
So much, bro.
Everything is connected, and that's what brings
so
back.
So much, bro.
But I feel like we are moving crazy fast because we're on the same wavelength, and
that's
I understand what you're saying.
Exactly, but that's
but I feel like our
say.
Listeners are
for
a little
them,
bit slightly
confused.
Lost, so
exactly.
I apologize for that.
That's
we'll try to break it down a little bit further.
When we go for them, it's just we know each other so good.
Yeah.
So what I just did is I basically just wrapped it all the conversation around from the beginning. Yes. So
you're concluding
exactly, and for them it could go pretty fast because this information is pretty hard to grasp on. definitely
it's a hard topic. You have to have a little bit open-minded because we're talking about wavelengths, frequencies, and somebody who's more scientific and by the book and not very educated on themselves. Yeah, it would be hard to grasp. I can totally understand.
I mean, but as if you look, the thing is, what I try to do now is my biggest concern to make people that are not close-minded understand what I'm talking about. I break it down in a scientific term.
Or try to. Your best of your
ability. But the thing is, if I try, that's what's good about science. I mean, that's what's great about science. If you try, it's wrong, right? If you don't get it right, it's wrong. So I have to be correct. Therefore, it's not right, because it's science.
Indeed.
See? So that's exactly why I have to be right. I can't try to my best ability. There is electromagnetic frequencies in the air and in you. And this is measurable.
A lot of things in the air.
Yes. This is measurable. And we know this. I just told Maddie over there, and she was wondering. I told you this. I'm going to say it for the podcast, though. I told her I was growing my hair for power. And she said, why? I said, to attract energy. And she's like, okay, do you actually believe in that? But me, knowing she's more scientifically found, and that's her structure and her reality.
She's either more
reality.
Scientifically found or closed-minded.
That's her reality. You see? I would...
You adjusted.
I'll break her reality if I tell her, like...
That's some Doctor Who
exactly. Type you see what I'm saying? Yeah, real deal. Doctor Strange. You remember when...
Doctor Strange.
You remember when she tapped him? Boom. Broke his...
He was like,
wow. Truth and win the truth, bro. It's so crazy.
That's why I was reading up on the, like, taking off your socks and really feeling the earth. Like, walking around barefoot, you obtain energy from the earth. Like, mm-hmm. as they were saying, what were you saying about the earth being a crystal?
Oh, yeah, the earth is a crystal. Yeah, so the earth, I forgot what frequency it gives off, but it gives off a measurable frequency around the earth. No matter what it is.
So you're saying the ground?
The ground does. Okay. Yeah, the ground does. Grass.
Grass, ground.
Ground, dirt. Rock, yeah, dirt.
Okay, so just
I'm
the
not,
ground
Yeah,
in
I'm
general.
Not sure about how dead places would be, because I just
what
don't
mean
know.
Dead places?
Like, dead places on the earth. I don't know how that would be.
What's a dead place on earth?
Like, maybe a desert.
A desert.
But
still
a desert
has life.
Yeah, desert's very alive. Let's say maybe Hiroshima, like someplace that's nuked
someplace
out.
That,
yeah, you know. I don't know.
But let's just talk about like grass and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, grass
and
stuff.
Ground
regular
and
ground.
Where there's trees mm-hmm. and yada yada yada.
Yeah, exactly. They'll give off a minimal frequency of 250. I don't
hertz.
Know if this is hertz.
Is it hertz?
Nah, because hertz could be measured in all types of ways. So it's just like...
Hertz is like sound, I believe.
Yeah, no, yeah. Hertz is how you measure else. Sound. But there's a difference. I don't know what type of frequency it gives off. You
but
see?
It does
give off a frequency. You see what I'm trying to say? And then you'll break that frequency into hertz. Because you can break it down to...
a system.
Exactly. There's like alpha frequencies. But like, you know what I'm trying to say? An alpha frequency is way faster
there's
than...
There's gamma waves,
exactly.
beta waves. There's crazy.
You know,
yeah, there's
so all that type
I don't
of
know,
stuff.
I'm not versed enough to speak on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You know what I'm trying to say?
There's
I don't
a lot
want to
of,
mess it up and... Get it wrong. False. Exactly. So, but I know it does give off some type of frequency.
Yeah.
That is
that
measurable.
That we can also obtain through our body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's talking to you.
We're a conduit.
The earth is talking to you.
We're a conduit.
What does that mean?
We are a conductor. We can have energy pass through us as well as it flow
exactly.
through us.
We're
without
75%
us.
Water, bro.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if it's water that's the conduit specifically, or like if our muscle fibers in our bones and, and stuff like that, if that's also a conduit for certain things. You know how like lightning and electricity can go through metal?
Yeah.
But like, what about the earth frequencies? Can it go through us as lightning can go through metal? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. I mean, it's long, but you really got to think about like when I talk about energy. Energy is also a broad thing. I'm talking
there's
about
so many different
electromagnetic energy.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
So explain that. Define it. Like, give me an example.
Give you an example. Electromagnetic energy is more of an alive energy than a dead energy. That's what I... Look it up for me, yeah.
Okay, you said...
Electromagnetic energy. And I did a... I had a research paper about this. I'm just... I don't remember it like that.
Definition.
Oh dang, I'm about to go.
Okay. So the electromagnetic, the radiation. I'm not seeing a lot of electromagnetic energy, but I'm seeing electromagnetic radiation.
Radiation?
Yeah. See, that's what it's called scientifically.
Exactly. You see that, bro?
In physics, electromagnetic radiation refers to the waves of electromagnetic field propagating through space, carrying electromagnetic radiant energy. It includes radio waves, microwaves, infrared light, ultraviolet light, X-rays, gamma waves.
You see that?
All of these waves form part of an electromagnetic spectrum. So basically, you're talking about the big spectrum of all the waves that can be conducted through everything.
But they're breaking it down for things that are not alive, you see?
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. Yeah. And this is Google, bro. But watch this.
The most social and most, like, searched up. Mm-hmm. So it basically creates closed-minded individuals.
Exactly.
When you want to start researching. Because if you want to get nitty-gritty, you got to go to these people who are considered, like, weird and and quacks and,
I'm not believing it, man.
And all that stuff.
But I really want you to look this up, because I really want you to show you this. Look up, does a person give off energy? Electromagnetic energy. And I looked it up before, so I know the answer.
Human give off mostly infrared radiation, which is electromagnetic radiation with frequencies lower than visible light. Thermal radiation is all electromagnetic waves given off by an object because of its temperature, and includes radio waves, infrared waves, and even visible light. Yeah, so yeah, we give off energy.
Yeah, we get off energy.
And that's what we what scientists would call, like, wavelengths and frequencies. Or no, what we would call frequencies and wavelengths, but they call it electromagnetic radiation.
Yeah, but we're also looking at this. That's the thing about science. That's why I hate science. And I'm so sorry. But everybody, and this is true. You could hear it out for anything. Most of the topics that are new are very controversial. So everybody is, there's a topic that proves it, and there's a topic that doesn't prove it. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. So you don't know.
You don't know.
It's up to your own perspective,
there's
I guess.
There's 1,000 articles that prove the world is flat.
Yeah, 100%.
Scientists say this, real scientists.
Yeah.
And then there's 100 million articles saying the world is round.
I guess the only way to really know for sure about anything in this world is to experiment and do it yourself. And that brings it back to the old philosophers and the old, like, Isaac Newton, all these old scientists and philosophers and theoretical scientists. That's what you have to do, basically. You have to be an old stoic, and you have to question everything and observe and experiment for yourself if you really want to know the truth. Because realistically, what do we know about everything? Nothing. What do we know about the Earth?
We don't know nothing. Everything.
Everything is a mystery to me.
Everything is a mystery.
Everything is a mystery until I figure it out myself. Man. Except the obvious. There's gravity. I can jump up in the air and it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that gravity is everywhere in the universe, or is it produced by mankind?
Yeah.
Is it something natural that it's already been here? That I don't know, but I do know what I do live with. That's every day.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, bro, we don't ask the question why no more. And I'm going to end up on that. Yeah, we don't ask the question why no more. And that's the most important thing. Because you don't know if gravity's real.
Well, gravity's real for us. But I don't know if it's man-made or if it's something in the actual universe.
Then how is it
real? I don't know.
It's like, bro, they don't, like, and this is what bothers me the most. And I've been on this. I told you about this, bro. And I really do believe it, though. Now, they said clouds and the moon was not here, bro.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I really do see now. Ancient times ago, that shit was not here. Mm-mm.
Well, what about the ancient times? Actually, no, that's,
I don't think it was here, bro.
No.
I don't.
What about all these scriptures and all these paintings on the wall and the caves and with the moon and all that
stuff? No, the moon was there then, you see?
Oh, there then. So you're talking about millions. Man,
like, bro,
but realistically,
I think this was in God time, because if
but
we
what
look
about
at
a
the
planet
Bible,
colliding with another planet, and then it's created,
uh-huh.
and then a million years later, humans come on the Earth, and then we see the moon?
I don't know, Ronnie. I don't know.
So now we're just speculating.
Exactly.
We're theoretical.
We're being theorists, bro.
But realistically, you got to be theoretical with everything nowadays.
Exactly. So the reason I say the moon doesn't exist, bro, is because if you really look at this, clouds and all this stuff, I don't think it's natural towards the Earth. I don't think night's supposed to be here.
So, well, I believe night is supposed to be your home. Only because our Earth supposedly rotates on an axis.
Yeah.
And every day it rotates one time.
Uh-huh.
So, obviously, the sun is in a fixed location, supposedly.
Uh-huh.
So, the sun's in a fixed location, and if we rotate one time, there has to be a light side and a dark side.
Yeah.
That moon is only extra sunlight and... basically holding up the ocean.
But I think that's when the natural world started, when the moon came. You see?
Oh, so that's when you think actual vegetation and life. And
really, like, and this is when...
I think there was previous life before the moon.
Exactly.
That could be in the water. It just obviously would be a lot different
because
of different geography and different environmental factors. But I do believe that there was... there's life on this. I believe there's life on this Earth for millions and millions and millions of years, for sure.
Exactly. So the thing is, bro, people don't want to take in the spec, bro. You believe it? If they say there's aliens, how the fuck? Now the question is, when did aliens start living?
Again, theories. But you know what?
What happened if the first aliens were humans?
What if our first
you don't
aliens?
Know, bro.
What if our first aliens? Yeah, we're just getting into the rabbit hole now.
You see what I'm trying to say? That's why I'm like, I can't. My reality will be snapped
by at any point in time.
Anything, yes, bro.
But I have to see it in the tangible.
What I do know, though, is, and I do know this, if I had one fact, I don't know any of the rest. I know that humans are really supposed to be towards the sun.
We're creatures of the sun.
We are creatures of the sun, for sure. We are not creatures of the
moon. They do say...
I know that.
Humans are like... what's the word? The sun brings out our physical and our... like our innate abilities and stuff. And then the moon brings out our soul.
So... And that's what they say. They say at the end... And I might not from this because you keep... Damn, you keep getting me going. But this is a good-ass conversation. They say the moon takes souls. When you die, the moon takes your soul, and it reincarnates.
So
it
what
back
if you? Okay, so let's say you die in the daytime versus the nighttime.
Huh?
Do you reincarnate, or how?
But the moon is always there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just saw the moon today.
Like, yeah, it was hella popping.
It was hella popping today. So the moon is always there. It's just you can't see it.
Sometimes.
And it's more prominent during the night, and this is why they say the devil's time is during 3 to 4 p.m. I mean 3 to 4 a.m. when the moon is the strongest, when the energy is the darkest,
when the darkness is the most. Yeah,
I don't think the moon is supposed to be here, Ronnie. Look into it, though. I don't know.
I will. Actually, we're gonna leave off on that. And
what do you?
Huh?
And then you can end it. But
we're gonna leave off on that. More content coming soon. Stay tuned.